Hello, beautiful friends. Welcome to the Goddess Activation Podcast, where we dive deep into all the things divine feminine energy, pleasure, healing, sensuality, and really living connected with our bodies. I'm your host, Nikita Anand, spiritual embodiment coach and Kundalini and Tantra facilitator. And if you're ready to remember, reclaim, and activate the ancient wisdom that has always been within your body, stay tuned. Welcome to the Goddess Activation Podcast. I do not think that ice baths are the right thing for most women in most cases. I am talking about women who are in a freeze nervous system response state. I am talking about women who are either chronically in freeze or often ping pong from fight and flight to freeze to sometimes being present, but then again ping-ponging through these different nervous system states. Let me elaborate. Most research in general is done on men, not on women. So science is just now catching up to women. Like if science actually applies to women, it's just catching up now. That goes from mental health to physical health to all different areas. And I've been studying ancient wisdom, ancient civilizations, not just ancient Indian wisdom, but also ancient Egyptian wisdom, shamanism, so many different things for 10 years now. And what I've seen is that ancient wisdom, science is literally starting to confirm that ancient wisdom was right. So the ancient wisdom was just right all along. Science just needed more time to catch up. And so many more truths are going to continue to become logically verified by science in the next years and 10 years. And what if we didn't need to trust external wisdom more than our internal wisdom? What if we stopped believing someone outside of us more than believing what our heart, our soul, and our intuition is telling us? I know it takes some time to rewire this because we weren't taught how to trust our intuition, but whenever we look for trust outside of us, it doesn't feel fully true because real trust can only come from within you. Taking it back to ice baths and the female body, and especially the freeze nervous system state. So freeze is something that especially women struggle with more. So a lot of men, you will, if they are not present in their nervous system and in their body, you will often see them struggling with or ping-ponging with fight and flight. Like oftentimes when you see a man get angry and want to punch a wall, like this is not a surprising picture for us. We've seen it in movies, in real life. We've seen it everywhere. This doesn't surprise us, men getting into anger when they are reacting and not responding. And for women, for some women, yes, fight and flight does kick in as well. But for a lot of women, especially if they've had complex traumatic backgrounds, complex traumatic experiences in the past, that can be big trauma, it can be more nuanced and maybe quote-unquote smaller trauma, but just women who have not received the emotional love that they've needed or the physical love that they've needed growing up, you will more likely find them in the shutdown and freeze nervous system state. I'll do a whole podcast episode about the freeze nervous system state soon, where we'll dive much deeper into that and how to get out of it, how to rewire it, how to change your body, how to transform your body, your nervous system, your subconscious, your whole being out of it and rewire it. That is coming soon. And because women are so much more in their freeze nervous system state than in the fight or flight, because women tend to shut down when things get overwhelming more than men. Like if something is triggering a man, they get angry or they immediately get triggered, but then they confront it. And for us women, we do also confront it, but oftentimes we shut down, we people please, we inhale, so to say, the guilt and the shame, and we turn it inwards. A lot of women, we turn it inside of us. We suppress it. We push it down. We just turned inwards instead of processing it, and then through the process, alchemizing it, and then also expressing it in a present and aligned way, so that we're not reacting, but that we're responding. But oftentimes we just turn it inwards and we block it, we suppress it, and then we cover this layer of guilt and shame and people pleasing and shutting down inside of us, and then we just create more of these layers. So one of the reasons why I have seen that ice baths are not the best thing to do for especially women who are often in the freeze nervous system state is because the part of ice baths where you really get into the body, this is great, where you release dopamine and different chemicals when you go into the ice bath, when you do something hard and prove to yourself that you can do hard things. That is a great part of ice baths. But what I've seen is that oftentimes women who are chronically in a freeze nervous system state, they put themselves in ice bath almost as a way to punish themselves, to force themselves to get into their body, the shock, the dopamine, and so on. That does bring them back into their body, but it's releasing more adrenaline and more of these wake-up hormones. And in the moment and the moments after ice baths, yes, they are present. Yes, they're in the body. Maybe they even cried and released some emotional things, which are great. But then going home, they crash again. And then they're scrolling on their TikTok and on their phone for hours, or they binge eat or do something else where they subconsciously avoid feeling uncomfortable sensations. And this is a cycle that I've seen with so many women. If you're an overall regulated woman who knows how to process her emotions, and she also does it, and she enjoys the ice bath, then of course do it. If you're listening to your menstrual cycle and you know not to do it in your luteal phase, but maybe do it in your follicular or in your ovulation phase, and then in your luteal and menstruation phase, you slow down and you don't do it, that's great. Also, when you're on your period, that's the last thing you should be doing, because on our periods, we need warmth. We need softness, not shocks. Softness and relaxing and melting into our bodies. I have seen sauna do so much more greatness for women. Any warm thing, right? I have this Instagram post on my Instagram, which is all about how women need oxytocin-based practices to heal. This is because we women, we want and need love. Of course, that applies to men as well, but we're focusing on women today. Women need oxytocin-based practices. What does that mean? Practices, moments, experiences, new experiences that teach us and show us love, that show us warmth, that show us that it's safe to release that layer of protection, that it's safe to release that armor, that it's safe to release that fighting layer or armor or role that we have put on, or maybe we have had to put on in our life in order to survive and get out of the bad experiences we might have experienced in childhood. Of course, that is so valid. And if right now you are not in the same physical danger like you were a few years or many years or decades ago, then your nervous system is still running off this old danger, even though you are not in danger anymore. So right now, it is your responsibility to choose yourself and to choose yourself that you're worthy to heal through love and not through force, not through shocks, not through pushing yourself in something where you get adrenaline for a moment, but then crash afterwards. Oxytocin-based practices mean hugging yourself more, touching yourself with love, massaging yourself, putting lotion and oil on your body, actually taking care of yourself when you get out of the shower, not just putting some sunscreen on your face and calling it a day, but actually when you're putting sunscreen on your face, looking into your eyes in the mirror, touching your skin with love, seeing the beauty and the sacredness and the divine in your eyes, seeing the divine in your body when you're putting lotion on your legs, seeing your beautiful body and seeing it as beautiful, seeing it as sacred, seeing it as a part of the divine. Being kind to yourself in your self-talk, whether everything is going according to the plan and the thing that you want, or whether if it's maybe not working out the way that you want it to, how kind and loving and compassionate can you be to yourself? If you can't be kind and loving and compassionate to yourself when things are not going the way you want them to go, We cannot expect someone else to show us that to us. Of course, it's beautiful to have us. That's why there are experiences like retreats, meditations, so many beautiful, abundant things like friendships and romantic lovers who maybe sometimes love you when you cannot love yourself. And it's beautiful to have that, to see that, to have those experiences, and to also be reminded of the beautiful divine love that you are through other people. That's incredibly sacred and beautiful to have. And if you have that, take it in, enjoy it, use it, be in it, bask in it. And if you don't have that, and also if you do have that, as incredibly sacred as that is, it is vital that you learn to give that love and that compassion and kindness to yourself. We cannot depend on anyone else to give us love. We are the ones who are going to love ourselves. We are the ones who are going to trust ourselves. We are the ones who are going to listen to our body and our intuition. No one else can do that for you. When we surround ourselves in warmth, whether it's a hot water bottle, a sauna, blankets, candles, or like physically loving yourself and giving yourself love, or being in a bath or hot shower, observe how your body starts to melt, how tension starts to melt away, how you start to release the different layers around you, and you start to hear your own true inner voice of your soul again. If ice baths have been working for you, great, continue doing them. But if you observe and reflect, and you've actually crashed after doing those ice baths, and in a long run, it hasn't really felt that much better, what if you tried out doing things that warm up your body, that give you heat, that melt away those layers of shame, guilt, tension, and anything else that feels constricting in your body? There is a difference between choosing what you want and forcing yourself to do something. You can choose, for example, to regularly work out, even if sometimes you don't want to. You choose to still do the workout because you know you will feel good at the end. Or you've set the goal to be more fit and you really want to follow on that goal because it means something to you. Maybe you can play with your kids easier, or you feel better about yourself. Your mental health is better. There are things when we choose them, even if they're uncomfortable, it's very important to do them. Doing hard things is a very important characteristic to have as well. That also applies to business. Sometimes you'll have to do things that you don't want to do, like paying taxes. Sometimes you have to do them. You just do them, even if you don't have to. And there is something called forcing yourself. Forcing yourself because you believe then you will be worthy, or then it will be better, or then you will be shocked into something. That is a different story. Whenever we do something because we force ourselves to do it, we ourselves are putting a different part of ourselves into a cage. None of us want to be in a cage. All of us want to be free. So where are you putting yourself in a cage? Where are you forcing yourself to do things that don't really align with your intuition, with your body, and with where you want to truly go? What if you could transform and heal and change through love, through warmth, through being kind and loving to yourself? I don't want to say through ease, because again, there will be times where it's uncomfortable, where it feels hard, where you're going to push yourself. But you're going to push because you're choosing yourself, not because you're forcing yourself because you are not happy with the way you are right now. It's a different way of looking at the path ahead of you. Let me know how it goes by trying out practices that induce warmth and melting and softness in your body, and where you can be even more kind and loving to yourself. If you want to become a healing facilitator, whether you want to become a somatic healing facilitator, a tantra facilitator, or if you're already a coach, a healer, a facilitator, and you want to add the specific practices, the specific wisdom of the nervous system, of somatic healing, emotional healing, and tantra, the somatic healing facilitator training is for you. This is a 4-month online training with an optional in-person bonus in Mallorca that trains you to become a master of working with your body and working with emotions and with energy. First, you dive into your own energy to really deepen your embodiment as a highly skilled facilitator. And you're also learning the tools, practices, and ceremonies to teach with your clients. More importantly than the practices and rituals and ceremonies that I'm teaching you and training you in is that we are developing the skill that you can create your own rituals and your own ceremonies. Because we don't need more of me. What we need is more of all of us who are unique and different and have their own life experiences and their own wisdom. So if you are an astrologer, a tarot reader, a Pilates coach, a yoga teacher, something completely different, what if you added the deep wisdom of the body to that? And then you were able to create your own incredibly sacred ceremonies that are birthed through you, that are created through you, that are not copied from other people, but are actually channeled and created through your own experiences and your own wisdom. This certification is the place for you to train and practice holding space, practice guiding sessions, practice the specific rituals and ceremonies and practices. And you will know how to create your own frameworks, how to create your own ceremonies so you can reach the women in your community and the women that you are meant to impact and support and guide and hold space for. We are starting the next round in February 2026, and right now the pre-early bird is open. You can learn all details about it on somatichealingcertification.com. You can read through all the modules and the schedule in there. And if you have any questions, you can book a free 30-minute call with me to see if this training is the right fit for you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We would love to hear what your favorite takeaways were by DMing us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram. If you would leave a 5-star review on this podcast or share it with your friends and family and in your IG story and tagging us at Soul Coach Nikita, that would greatly help us spread the message and reach even more people. If there is anything that you wish and desire for us to cover in this podcast, please DM us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram and we will try our best to cover it. Sending you so much love. XOXO Nikita.